From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
It's nice for me, Amanda, to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our terrestrial program. We are going to present you some segments such as the news and other program, as well as Indonesian songs. So stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. The impact of COVID-19 causes Indonesia's export to be better. Indonesian President Joko Widodo instructs ministry to ensure adequate food supply. Now the news in detail. The Directorate General of Customs and Excise noted that Indonesia's export performance during the period from December 2019 to February 2020 was better than the decline in import due to the impact of the coronavirus. That was said by Director of International Customs and Interagency of the Directorate General of Customs and Excise, Sharif Hidayat, in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to him, the value of Indonesian export on a weekly basis to the five main countries besides China, namely Japan, India, Malaysia, the United States, and Singapore, at the end of December 2019 reached $1 billion, and on February 20, 2020 slowly grew to reach $1.4 billion. The value of export to other countries also grew from December 2019 to reach $1.1 billion and $1.5 billion in February 2020. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has given an order to the Trade Ministry to ascertain that food supply is sufficient ahead of the Ramadan fasting month that will start in the end of April. President Joko Widodo stated at the opening of the ministry's working meeting at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. The president further stressed that the fasting month of Ramadan will start next month. Hence, the supply of goods must be adequate and ensure that the people do not feel uneasy. People are not concerned about the spread of coronavirus. Do not add to the anxiety. COVID-19 epidemic does not know limitation and time. Since the first case was found at the end 2019 in Wuhan, Hubei Province, China, until now the outbreak of COVID-19 reaches countries in Middle East, Asian, until Italian regions. Italy becomes the country with the most cases of COVID-19 in the European regions. The case has been sticking out to the public since being found 34 people dead due to COVID-19 on February 21. On February 24, the government of Italy officially closed 10 cities, among others Lombardy and Veneto, which is one of the cities with the highest COVID-19 cases. Many of Indonesian citizens are living in Italy. Based on data of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, at least there are 2,864 Indonesian citizens at a number of cities in Italy, and five of them domiciled in Lombardy. Director of Europe, one of the Directorate General of America and Europe at the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Ida Bagus Mada Bimantara, said in Jakarta on Tuesday, March 3, that there is no Indonesian citizen infected COVID-19. Ida Bagus added that Indonesian representatives in Italy proactively gives various appeals, and the latest report on the development of COVID-19 through various media platforms. Indonesian Embassy in Rome proactively delivers information on Indonesian security and safety, either through social media or other conventional media. The Iranian government has decided to temporarily release 54,000 prisoners from prison to prevent the spread and transmission of the coronavirus, according to a spokesman for the Iranian Ministry of Justice, Ghulam Hossein Ismaili. As reported by CNN on Wednesday, March 4, the conditions of the prisoners will be monitored by the Ministry of Health. He said the health of prisoners is very important without distinguishing whether they are special or ordinary ones. In addition, Ismaili said the condition of a British woman of Iranian descent who was detained in a spy case, Nazanin Zaghari Rachif, is currently in a good condition. However, the Nazanin family claimed the 42-year-old woman contracted the coronavirus when she was jailed at the Evin Penitentiary. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab will discuss the situation in Yemen during his first official visit to Saudi Arabia, the United Kingdom Foreign and Commonwealth Office said in a statement. The statement said that Mr. Raab will hold talks with the leader of Saudi Arabia and senior government counterpart, including Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan and National Security Advisor Dr. Mossad al-Aiban, in Riyadh on Wednesday, March 4 and Thursday, March 5. According to the official, they will discuss the commitment to resolving the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, security and regional stability, and ways of combating the threat posed by climate change. He will also hold talks with Yemeni President Abdurrabbuh Hadi during his visit. The foreign secretary will continue to drive progress on the Yemen peace process following the recent surge in Houthi violence and constraints on getting humanitarian aid to those in need. The spring gathering of finance ministers and central bankers held in Washington in April will be shifted to a virtual format due to the coronavirus epidemic, the IMF and World Bank said on Tuesday. IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva and World Bank President David Malpass said in a joint statement that given growing health concerns related to the virus, they will switch to a virtual format for the meeting set for April 16 to 18. This was the latest in a series of major events that have been cancelled or postponed, including the ASEAN summit to U.S. President Donald Trump was scheduled to host later this month. The IMF and World Bank hold their spring meetings yearly in April and their annual meetings in October, where finance ministers and central bank governors discuss global economy and financial developments. The last item, the ongoing threat of the novel coronavirus now raises questions about the timeline of the Tokyo Olympics, slated for July and August of this year. Indonesia has shown firm support for the Games to proceed according to schedule. Indonesia's National Olympic Committee Chief Raja Sabta Oktohari said recently that his party had sent a letter to both Japanese and Chinese NOCs regarding the current situation of the coronavirus outbreak, which had affected both countries. In addition to offering sympathy, Okto said his organization offered any support that Japan might need to overcome the difficulty of organizing the event amid the outbreak. Indonesia's full support of Japan is staging the quadrennial event may also aim to aid the country's mission to win its bid for the 2032 Olympics. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today's commentary is on upholding Palestinian sovereignty post-Israeli election. The struggle of Palestine and its supporting countries faces severe challenges after the Israeli general election, which was held last Monday, March the 2nd. Benjamin Netanyahu has excelled temporarily in quick counts. News about the Israeli election said, for the moment, the coalition of Benjamin Netanyahu won 59 seats in parliament. The calculation of the number of seats is a combination of votes obtained by Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party with a group of right-wing coalition blocs. The number of seats was slightly superior to Netanyahu's competitors, who temporarily acquired 54 seats. The vote count is still ongoing, but Netanyahu, via social media, said he had won the vote and defeated his opponents. Although not final, Netanyahu has even immediately thanked his supporters via Twitter. He claimed that his victory was a great victory for Israel. Political opponents, who are members of the Blue and White Party and with only a little difference in votes from the Likud party, expressed disappointment over the results of the general election this time. The victory of Benjamin Netanyahu is very likely to be driven by the campaign he carried out before the election. For instance, a statement as the incumbent that the Netanyahu's government agreed with the plan to build 1,800 new settlements in the West Bank. The decision was taken Thursday, February the 27th, 5 days before the peoples of Israel voted. This also implies the direction of Israeli politics towards the Palestinian state and people. Previously, Netanyahu had even agreed to the construction plan of 3,500 house Jewish settlements on the West Bank. Netanyahu's decision has come under the fire from the international organizations because it is getting closer to the territory of the Palestinian state and the West Bank. Netanyahu's actions and acknowledgement of his victory imply Israeli policy will not change, may even be more aggressive against Palestine. The Palestinian people and the countries that support it must already take this reality into account. One thing is certain, the struggle of the Palestinian nation and state together with its supporting countries will continue until Palestine gains its sovereignty. Well, that was commentary today on upholding Palestinian sovereignty post-Israeli election. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with March the 4th, 1977, the earthquake in Francia, Romania. On Friday, March the 4th, 1977, at 9:20 p.m. local time, an earthquake in Francia, Romania, measuring 7.2 on the Richter scale, was felt throughout the Balkans. Its epicenter is located in the province of Francia at a depth of 94 kilometers. This earthquake killed around 1,570 people and injured more than 11,000 people. Around 35,000 buildings were damaged, and the total loss is estimated at around $2 billion. Much damage occurred in the Romanian capital, Bucharest. The then Romanian president, Nicolae Ceaușescu, delayed his visit to Nigeria due to this earthquake. Turning to March the 4th, 1980, Robert Mugabe becomes the first black prime minister in Zimbabwe. Robert Mugabe was the first prime minister of Zimbabwe. He was elected prime minister in the government of President Reverend Dr. Kanaan Sudindo Banana, who is popular as a nationalist figure. Mugabe took office as president on December the 31st, 1987, and abolished 20 seats in parliament and 10 senate seats for white society representatives. In the presidential election that coincided with parliamentary election in 1990, President Robert Mugabe was re-elected. I'll conclude with March the 4th, 2012. Vladimir Putin wins elections in Russia again. On March the 4th, 2012, Putin won the Russian presidential election in the first round with 63.6% of the vote and became president of Russia on May 7, 2012. Putin was previously prime minister from 1999 to 2000, president from 2000 to 2008, and returned to become prime minister again from 2008 to 2012. During Putin's first presidential term, Russia's economy grew for 8 years, and GDP measured by shopping ability increased by 72%. Routinely received very high levels of domestic and foreign approval throughout his career. In 2007, he was appointed as Man of the Year by Time magazine. In 2015, he was placed number one on the list of most influential people, according to Time magazine. In 2013, 2014, and 2015, he ranked number one on the Forbes list of the most influential figures in the world. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia and Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Hanya bilik bambu tempat tinggal kita, tanpa hiasan, tanpa lukisan. Beratap jerami, beralaskan tanah, namun semua ini punya kita. Memang semua ini milik kita, oh, sendiri.
Yeah.
You've just listened to a song entitled Rumah Kita or Our House by Indonesia Voice. Next, we are going to give you our program, which is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is titled Government Provides Flight Discounts to 10 Destinations. Indonesian government discounts flight tickets to 10 domestic destinations beginning from March 1 until May 31, 2020. The 10 destinations are Batam, Denpasar, Yogyakarta, Lombok, Labuan Bajo, Malang, Manado, Silangit, Tanjung Pandan, and Tanjung Pinang. That was announced by Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi during a press conference at Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Tangerang, Banten, on Saturday. This move was taken following COVID-19 outbreak that had dropped off tourism in the whole world. Minister Budi Karya Sumadi explained, government provided more than 500 billion rupiah fund, while the discount from government is 30% to 10 destinations. The fund might be increased if followed by the total passenger increase. The minister predicted around 430,000 seats will get the discount in 3 months. The discount will be given to 25% of every flight. President Joko Widodo had 2 close meetings to alleviate the falling domestic tourism activity, mainly because of coronavirus epidemic. Meanwhile, Air Transport Director General of Transportation Ministry, Novi Rianto, said that coronavirus had made some countries issue travel ban and hence significant decrease in flight passenger. For instance, the flights from and to Bali that averagely were around 470 to 480 flights per day now had only 400 flights. Besides flight discount, the government also gave incentive to hotel operators in the 10 destinations by waiving value-added tax or PBN. This policy was done through Finance Ministry that will give subsidy to hotels or value-added tax delay. Additional incentive is also given by Tourism Ministry to travel agency that served international tourists. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Menghitung hari, detik demi detik, menunggu itu kan menjemukan. Tapi ku sabar menanti jawabmu, jawab cintamu. Jangan kau beri harapan padaku, seperti ingin tapi tak ingin. Yang aku minta tulus hatimu, bukan pura-pura. Jangan pergi dari cintaku, biar saja tetap denganku, biar semua tahu adanya dirimu memang punyaku. Musik. jangan kau beri harapan padaku, seperti ingin tapi tak ingin. Yang aku minta tulus hatimu, bukan pura-pura. Jangan pergi dari cintaku, biar saja tetap denganku, biar semua tahu adanya dirimu memang punyaku. Belum pernah ku jatuh cinta sekeras ini seperti padamu. Jangan sebut aku lelaki bila tak bisa dapatkan engkau. Jangan sebut aku lelaki.
Listener, there was a song entitled Menghitung Hari or Counting the Days by Anda Bunga, and you're still with us in Indonesia today. And after this, we are going to give you our program, which is about Indonesian culture, Indonesian Wonder. Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to introduce you Matan Island in Papua. Going to the eastern part of Indonesia always gives an amazing impression. Papua has many beautiful natures which cannot be compared with other regions in Indonesia. One of them is Matan Island. The unoccupied small island is one of beautiful islands which enters in Raja Ampat Regency. The island covers around 5,000 meters wide, but the beauty of the island is quite amazing. Matan Island has white sand, blue ocean, and lush trees that grow on this island. The island presents the beauty of nature which can spoil your eyes. The distance from Sorong City to Matan Island is expected only 8 miles. Its location is precisely in the west of Sorong City. Actually, Matan Island enters into clusters of Salawati Islands in Raja Ampat Regency, but its distance from there is far, but it is closer from Sorong City. To go to Matan Island, you should rent speed boat or small boat like Kating-Kating, which is usually used by Sorong residents to cross to this doomed island. If you want to go to Matan Island, you can go to Sardom Port. The travel time from Sardom Port to Matan Island is only 40 minutes until 1 hour. The speed boat owned by residents with a capacity of 12 people can be rented at a price of 1 million rupiahs. In addition to enjoying the scenery around the island, you can also enjoy the extraordinary underwater scenery. Because Matan Island is uninhabited, there are no facilities on this island, including toilets. You are also advised to bring your own food and drinks. Many types of fish on this island also make Matan Island a favorite location for fishers. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Matan Island in Papua. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topics. Goodbye and have a nice day.
Selalu selamanya dan ku wujudkan mimpi yang terindah di setiap malam agar kau pun tersenyum terjaga dari tidurmu
dan kau jadikan ku rapuh jangan cintamu
a song by Tofu entitled Mimpi Terindah or The Most Beautiful Dream. You're still with us in our program. After this, let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia about Indonesian language lesson. Stay tuned.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is di mana kamar mandinya or where is the bathroom? Listen to this conversation about di mana kamar mandinya, which means where is the bathroom. Kevin asked for boarding house keeper about facilities at the boarding house.
Di mana kamar mandinya?
Kamar mandi ada di dalam kamar tidur dan di luar kamar tidur.
Kalau kamar mandi yang di luar di sebelah mana ya?
Itu di pojok sana.
Lalu di mana parkiran?
Parkiran ada di depan. Kalau Mas mau mencuci baju, tempat menjemur ada di atas.
Oke, Pak.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kamar mandi, which means bathroom. Kamar tidur, which means bedroom. Parkiran, which means parking lots. Mencuci, which means to wash. Menjemur, which means to dry. Di dalam, which means inside. Di luar, which means outside. Di pojok, which means on the corner. Di depan, which means in front. Di atas, which means above. Di mana kamar mandinya, which means where is the bathroom. Kamar mandi ada di dalam kamar tidur dan di luar kamar. Kamar mandi ada di dalam kamar tidur dan di luar kamar, which means the bathroom is located at the bedroom and outside the bedroom. Tempat parkir ada di depan. Tempat parkir ada di depan, which means the parking lots is at front area. Tempat menjemur ada di atas. Tempat menjemur ada di atas, which means the drying is above. In the conversation, Kevin asked the keeper, di mana kamar mandinya? If you want to find something, you can use the word di mana. For example, di mana kamar mandinya? To answer the question, you can use the word that mention position and location such as di dalam, di luar, di atas, di bawah. In the conversation, someone asked about parking lots. That's use an expression di mana tempat parkir. To answer the question, you can use the words di luar, di belakang, and di pojok. Depends on location of the objects. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Di mana kamar mandinya?
Kamar mandi ada di dalam kamar tidur dan di luar kamar tidur.
Kalau kamar mandi yang di luar di sebelah mana ya?
Itu di pojok sana.
Lalu di mana parkiran?
Parkiran ada di depan. Kalau Mas mau mencuci baju, tempat menjemur ada di atas.
Oke, Pak.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Jangan kau bohongi hatimu. Jelas kau ingin aku.
Percuma punya wajah yang merdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Izinkan ku isi harimu, usir mendung kelabu. Percuma punya tampang yang syahdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Oh, tunggu apa lagi sayang, tindakanlah dirinya. Kan ku buat hari-harimu bahagia. Lalu tunggu apa lagi sayang, ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Buat apa kau mengutuk dalam kisah yang semu? Izinkanlah ku cumbu hatimu dan merangkai cinta. Oh, tunggu apa lagi sayang, tindakanlah dirinya. Kan ku buat hari-harimu bahagia. Lalu tunggu apa lagi sayang, ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Tinggalkanlah dirinya, kan ku buat hari-harimu penuh bahagia.
A song entitled Tunggu Apa Lagi or What Are You Waiting For by Lala Huta. For the next segment, we are going to present you Indonesian music in our program Music Corner. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I present a regional song from Jambi province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk. The song Ketimun Bungkuk was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells a story of someone who has unlucky fate. The unlucky fate is likened to Ketimun Bungkuk, the neglected cucumbers and discarded. However, the composer describes the Ketimun Bungkuk is asked to stay optimistic and hope that tomorrow the chickens still crow and the night will change into the day. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. Indonesia.
And that was the end of our segment. Don't forget to give us your comment or feedback to our email address, voi@voinews.id, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and also don't forget to keep joining our broadcast. Have a nice day.